أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتاك حديث ضيف إبراهيم المكرمين؟ إذ دخلوا عليه فقالوا سلاما قال سلام قوم منكرون. فراغ إلى أهله فجاء بعجل سمين فقربه إليهم قال ألا تأكلون؟ فأوجس منهم خيفة قالوا لا تخف وبشروه بغلام عليم. فأقبلت امرأته في صرة فصكت وجهها وقالت عجوز عقيم. قالوا كذلك قال ربك إنه هو الحكيم العليم. قال فما خطبكم أيها المرسلون؟ قالوا إنا أرسلنا إلى قوم مجرمين لنرسل عليهم حجارة من طين مسومة عند ربك للمسرفين. فأخرجنا من كان فيها من المؤمنين فما وجدنا فيها غير بيت من المسلمين. وتركنا فيها آية للذين يخافون العذاب الأليم. As the story of the honorable guest of Ibrahim a.s. reached you, when they entered his presence and said salams, and he greeted them with a better salam and said, seems to be a people that are unusual, unfamiliar. And he hurried discreetly to his household and brought up a fat calf and put it before them and asked, will you people not eat? So he perceived some fear from them. So they reassured him, fear not, we are malaika, so we do not eat. And they gave him the news of a child, of a boy, well versed. فَأَقْبَلَتْ إِمْرَأَتُهُ فِي سَرَّةٍ. And his wife came forward, shrieked in laughter, struck her face and said in excitement, and a barren old woman. So they comforted her, saying that thus has your Rabb instructed, and indeed he is all wise and all knowing. The importance of respecting the guest and the importance of extending hospitality, respect to a guest, to a person that has come around, the type of hospitality and the respect that we are supposed to be giving him amongst the sunnats of the Anbiya alayhi salam, and the forerunners of this was Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah Ta'ala makes a special mention of how well he had entertained his guest. The best that he had presented it before them, received them well, and saw that to the best of his ability, that they are comfortable. But when he realized that they were malaika, that he didn't insist. Initially, he perceived some fear because they seemed to be unfamiliar, not eating. Thought to himself, perhaps they've come with another agenda. But when he realized that they were malaika, sent by Allah Ta'ala, so there's no fear left. قَالَ فَمَا خَطْبُكُمْ. Then when he was relaxed, so he asked them, and what other errand have you people come with, O malaika, sent by Allah Ta'ala? They replied, we've been sent to a people given to sin, to rain upon them a stone of clay, marked as from your Rabb for those who transgress bounds. We evacuated the believers that were there, and we found just one Muslim home therein. And we left therein a sign for those who feared the grievous punishment. And in the story of Musa alayhi salam, it's also a great sign. Remember, we had sent him to Fir'aun with manifest proof. And Fir'aun defied, proudly he turned away with his force and might. And in insolence and in arrogance, he said, a magician or a madman. So we took him with his forces and armies and we flung him into the ocean, and he was worthy of all blame. And in the story of Ad also is a story, is a lesson for you. When we had sent against them a devastating storm, it left nothing that it came up against, but reduced it into rottenness, ruins. And in the Samud also is a great lesson for you. When it was said to them, enjoy your brief stay, and they proudly, they arrogantly defied the command of their Rabb, then the loud shriek blast had seized them whilst they looked on. So it left them, it reduced them to nothing, to ruins. They weren't even able to stand up thereafter, nor could they help themselves. And in the incident of Nuh alayhi salam also is an instructive lesson for you people. Indeed, they were people given to sin. And look how marvelously we have created the skies above with might. And we are people with great vastness. Look at the vastness of the skies. One is the incidents of the Anbiya and their following, how they were dealt with when they defied, when they transgressed. So all this you can reflect and think about. Then look at the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala that is visible above you. You can see it with your eyes, the sky, how beautifully and how marvelously we have created it with might. That such a vast heaven and sky, but without any crevice, any cracks, any patches. And we are ones with great vastness. وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا And the earth have we spread out, and how beautifully have we rolled it out, how beautifully have we rolled out and spread out the earth. In everything we have created pairs in everything that you may reflect. So hurry towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then run away towards Allah ta'ala, for I am an open warner to you. And do not set up any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for I am an open warner to you. In this manner, مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ No Rasul came to the people of the past, but they responded in a similar fashion, saying that he is a magician or a madman. Have they transmitted this as a legacy, one generation to the other? This is how they are going to respond to a Nabi or to a Rasul. Have they transmitted this as a legacy? بَلْهُمْ قَوْمٌ طَاغُونَ Rather, they are people given to sin, transgression. So turn away from them. You aren't the one that is worthy of blame. But go on doing your work. Your work is to advise and to make them understand. So go on doing your work. فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ For this advising and admonition is beneficial to the believers. This verse Allah Ta'ala says, in all things have you created in pairs. If there is a male, there is a female, if there is a high, there is a low, there is righteousness, then there is evil, then there are good forces, then there are bad forces. We see this all around, all the time. If Allah Ta'ala has created pious and the righteous people, then He's created shaitan and iblis as well. So, all these things are working parallel. And in all this, you need to understand that when everything has been created in pairs, then you need to look at the road of safety. There is a place, there is a thing like prosperity, there is a thing like adversity. There is a thing like good health, and there is a thing like sickness. There is a thing like being careful and cautious, and there is a thing like doing things haphazardly without any consideration. So everything has been created in pairs for you to reflect. That if you're going to do things uncalculated without thinking and reasoning, then you're going to become a failure. So similar is the case of the hereafter. Then they are the righteous leading towards righteousness, values and goodness. Then there is the false people, wrong shaitan, the leader, that is deceiving, turning you away from righteousness and virtue, turning you towards sin and transgression, temptation and arrogance. sees the things that he's inviting you towards. So if you're going to be experimenting with this wrong, then it's going to be difficult for you to come out therefrom. So the sensible thing is, when you are confronted, fafirru ila Allah, then escape towards Allah Ta'ala. Run away to Allah Ta'ala, that's your only refuge, not to your intelligence, not to anything of yours, because your intelligence also can fail you. Your understanding can deceive you. What you see can mislead you. So when you are confronted with any situation, you can see you are at crossroads, as opposites, then that way that will lead you to Allah Ta'ala, that way of security and sanctuary, you are quite sure about it, you are quite certain about it. So just move towards it. In fact, do it immediately. Fafirru ila Allah, that run, escape, and take refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for I am an open warner sent to you. Ya Rabbi, astaghfirullah.